Good riddance to them, and I hope they don't return. It saddens me to think that so many people have followed the hosts over there. There are a couple of people over there I think were trying to do the best they could. One of them was Rick Adams. In spite of him having hosted a racist caller one day and then supporting his positions, I do believe the guy was coming from honesty. But him and maybe a guy named Scott Horton that does a weekend show. But the rest of the people over there, the whole lineup was a sack of shit. Excuse my expression. I apologize for the bad language, but that's exactly what it was. So, good riddance to them. What we can do here today, excuse me, is begin to try and migrate some people to the facts. The best way to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is to allow people an opportunity to listen to some of the things we've put together. You know, we make our audio files research-based, or we make our assertions based on some, I think, some rather common sense suppositions. And you take a look at what's happening right now, and you know, to get 100,000 or 150,000 people showing up in Washington, D.C. and have no mainstream press cover it, if that doesn't tell you all you need to know about your press coverage in the country, it should be pointed out to everybody when they're talking to their families that and then when they tell you it's not true what you're saying, well, you can say, well, how come 150,000 people could show up in Washington, D.C. for a protest and it doesn't show up on any of your TV channels? Explain that one to me. And they would sit there and, as usual, be as stupid as a fence post, which is the majority of the American public and the British public and French public and German public and Irish and the rest of them. They're all just a bunch of drugged, television-drugged, water system drugged, propaganda drugged fools that in most cases are aware of the facts and refuse to spend any time looking at them, because then if they did, they may have to actually do something about it, because they don't like, most people don't want to be a hypocrite in plain view of the person standing near them. So it's easier for them to discount the things you point to and tell them that, you know, you're not right, I don't think it's true, and then that way they can just discount the whole need to do something about it. But that group is getting smaller. And I will tell you that more and more people are willing to speak about Zionism. Now, let's do a little definition or an explanation here in defined terms here. Zionism is a political movement, ladies and gentlemen. It is not a religion. I am an anti-Zionist. I am not anti-Jewish. I am not anti-Christian. I'm not anti-Muslim. I'm not anti-Hindu or any other religion that's out there. If somebody wants to spend their precious life's time on religious issues in some group, that's their right to do that. However, if you bring together a group of people with a single goal to defraud, to defile, to defame, to remove from other citizens or other people of this planet their rights, as the Zionists have done repeatedly over hundreds of years, and more concentrated actions in the last 120 to 30 years, then what you've got here is a mafia. You've got the Judeo-Nazis. And now I don't use that term as a tongue-in-cheek representation of this group. They are the Nazis. They formed this group. Max Warburg financed them. The Harriman money came in from Rothschild and went back to the Germans to form Nazism. And if you spend any time, instead of walking around with your head in the clouds, spend any time doing any research, you'll find out that everything I just told you is true and more. There's more to it. The Nazis are a fabrication of Zionist Judaism. And they are coming from a group called the Ashkenazis. And, well, Ashkenazis. And it's even spelled the same if you take a look at the spelling of it. Coincidence? Yeah, okay. But why are these things important, and why do I keep bringing them up over and over again? Because we are getting new migrators here. We are getting people to listen more seriously to the facts that we've presented, because people are starting to understand that the things we told them a year and a half, 2 years ago, were on the money. And when they were calling us names, you Maynard out there and Nimmo and the rest of these sacks of crap that lie like rugs, actually are starting to parrot the same information we put out a year and a half ago. But that wasn't before they tried to trash us. That wasn't before they tried to lie us out and destroy us and try to slander us. Why? Because more likely than not, they are operatives. Or if not operatives, they are tied up in some kind of financial requirement, such as Alex Jones having 60 affiliates from the largest radio companies in the country, like Clear Channel and like what's this other one? I forget the name of it. I'll remember it in a minute. These companies are Zionist-owned, and he would not stay on any of these affiliates for less than 5 minutes were he to start saying the actual truth about anything. He's allowed to talk about immigration issues because they are the ones fomenting that false fight. And he can talk about how bad the Chinese are, and he can talk about the highway problems where they're trying to sell off our roads. All true, by the way, all true. But these are the small potato issues, ladies and gentlemen. These aren't identifying the people who are doing it to us. You know, the King of Spain is involved in investing in it. Yeah, well, good for him. King of Spain's a small player in this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. He's not even a mid-level manager of the crimes that I'm talking about. And so he gets a pass by most of you listeners out there because he just simply does talk about mid-level small potatoes issues, but he won't go to the heart of who the criminals really are. He won't tell you the history of Nazism and how the Jewish financiers backed that regime and built their factories and helped with the movement of massive numbers of Jewish immigrants to the Holy Land in the transfer documents. You can take a look at them. They're actual historic documents, or the transfer agreement, as it was called. Or you can talk about how these people imploded the Ottoman Empire and Gallipoli, and how at the same time the American Federal Reserve was being formed, America was actually helping to support the British regime in their battle to implode the Ottoman Empire to make way for what we find today, which is a septic, viral nation called Israel in the Middle East, this oozing sack of sickness on the Mediterranean coast, trying to spread its illness onto every shore in that Mediterranean region. And they're going out with their plans without hindrance. They're keeping America as dumbed down and duped as ever. And then when you bring up these facts, they call you an anti-Semite. Well, now they're losing the sting of anti-Semitism, especially since the group that did this stuff to us is not Semitic. They're Ashkenazis. They haven't got any Semitic blood in them at all, unless they intermarried with the Sephardi, and that's a possibility. But the majority have not. They've stayed pure bloodline Ashkenazis. So it's easy for them to dupe their own community and get them to fight in the direction of their goals. And Zionism is, if it's above and beyond all of the criminality it is an incredible propaganda institution. It is unbelievable how they can lie people into corners. It's just astonishing. But their latest thing is calling people anti-Jew. Now, I am not an anti-Jew. I'm not against the religion of Judaism even, and even with its sickness that you read in the Talmud and everything, I don't think most Jews are even aware of that stuff. I think most of them are actually marrying outside of their religion. If you take a look around you, most of the American Ashkenazi Jews who live in the United States are marrying Gentile girls, and they're not going to temple on Sunday or whatever day they go. So, no, the majority of people who claim to be Jewish are following Zionism because they don't know any better, and most of them are not adherents to this Talmudic tradition. So, I mean, what, are they responsible for some nut job writing crazy stuff in Babylon 2,000 years ago? No, I don't think so. Are they responsible for being duped by this group? Well, no, not entirely, but I have to say that as this information becomes more and more available to them, if they continue to refuse to look at it, it's going to start being a problem. Just like America today can no longer claim they didn't know that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, which was the excuse we used to go and murder everybody in their country and genocide them, or that we didn't know that Palestine was being genocided by the Israelis. Then people know this stuff now. If you stay silent when in the face of the facts, well, then you are responsible. Then you're complicit in the criminal activity. And now I won't roll over and allow that criminality to go unchecked. I won't let it go unreported. It's not what I'm about. I have to say things about it. And I have a lot of Jews that I respect very much that come to my website, that send me emails, that I correspond with, that are trying to tell others. And they are getting, especially in their own community, some of them are getting terrible responses. You know, they're not welcomed with open arms because, by and large, these members of the Jewish community don't want to look at the facts either. It's probably harder for them to even look at the facts. It's kind of like having a sick family who's unwilling to look at your mother's mental illness or your brother's criminality, or you just rather make believe it's not happening. Well, I know about that kind of stuff. I come from a family where people turn blind eyes to reality. They just do that because it's easier to make believe you don't see something that's going to upstage things or tip over the apple cart, as it were. So take a look. I mean, it's here. We've done the stuff. Look at the USS Liberty. Listen to what Commander Innes has to say about that attack and how the Levant affair shaped these people's thinking, and how Abu Nidal was a member of the Mossad, and how so many things. How we had the Balfour signings, and how we got the British into the war, and why would they be attacking a seemingly uninvolved foe down in Turkey for World War I? Was it to uproot that regime? And of course, Turkey got imploded from within by the Young Turks, of course, and they're also the people who helped murder the Armenians. Yeah. Now, and again, the worst thing that happens is they do it in the name of a religion, which is, somebody asked me last night in a interview that I did that, what do I think about spiritual issues and religion and religious things? I think that in most instances, my observations have been that religion is a tool of the power elite, and they use it against us, is what I think. That doesn't mean that spirituality or being spiritual in some way has anything negative in its connotation, because if a faith is something that is a keystone to your survival in this world emotionally, then it's an important component for you to have in your daily life, and I don't discount the power of faith. What I do, however, discount is the dogma and the false fights between other religions. And this is exactly what they've been counting on, ladies and gentlemen. They've been counting on Christendom taking the dogmatic, nonsensical lies that are spread in their owned press, in the press that these criminals own, and then taking it to the next step, and that is to start genociding or murdering innocent Muslims, as they have done in Iraq. Millions dead, guys. Since 1991, took it from a first world country down to a third world, probably worse than third world now, because everybody's been poisoned over there. So we take a look at these issues, and we have to ask ourselves, what can we do to stop it? Well, you put these audio files, the go into the archives and listen to them, and put these audio files on CDs, and it's cheap enough, a CD. And print them out and put them on car windshields. So hand them out at a street corner or at your work. Drop them on a table, a few of them, and put them here and there. And just write on them, a must listen, imperative to listen, or whatever you want to put on it. Give them to friends. Give them to relatives. Let them have the education that you've had here on the French Connection. Let them understand that I am not anti-Semitic. I am not anti anybody who's not a criminal trying to enslave me in their sick system. I am, or doesn't support this hole in the wall country, this Jesse James run nation called Israel, replete with criminality and sickness and prostitution and child pornography and sex slavery and it's a festering sore, ladies and gentlemen, on the body of the planet Earth, and it really needs to be excised. It needs to be, I don't know. It just has to be dismantled. No other way to handle a sickness like this. You don't let a cancer continue to grow, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to get rid of it. You can't just let it fester there until it just consumes the whole body it's part of. It's a parasitic disease, cancer is, and so is Israel, a parasitic disease. And many of the people there have woken up, but they're afraid. If they saw the rest of the world beginning to understand what the crimes were of their own government and the rest of it, maybe some of the Israelis themselves would stop supporting the crimes. You know, they don't get the truth on their airwaves either. However, they can get the internet. How do I know? I have a lot of Israelis that are tuning into this broadcast as we speak. Are they listening from Herzliya? Are they listening from the Mossad University over there? Well, there's a big possibility. I certainly get an awful lot of them from Brooklyn listening too. But fact of the matter is that this can be diffused. It can be excised. It can be stopped. But it's going to take a heck of a lot of effort on the part of these of you listeners, because I can't do it alone, and Eric can, and Bolin can, and Condit can't, and Ted Pike and the rest of the people that do their make their efforts on this broadcast, and you know, the Bishop of Jerusalem and so many other, Kay Griggs and Barry Turner and David Pidcock and Lorraine Day. I mean, we can go on and on here. I mean, Saeed Osmal and you get the picture. These people are risking everything, including myself, which brings me to the next hope that I have from you is a little bit of support. You know, we have bills here. They are small in comparison to other radio outlets, but they're not small to people who are putting their own efforts into this, their own finances. We did have one donor some time ago that was substantial, and then he seems to have disappeared. I hope we haven't done anything to offend him. If you want to anonymously give us a large sum of money, we would love that. If you'd like to donate to us, you can do it as a grassroots donation of $10 or even euros, 10 euros. You can send it on PayPal. These donations will go directly to the overhead of what we do. I'll give you an example of why we have an overhead. I called Eric yesterday, and he called London on a three-way phone call for an hour. And let me tell you that's not a cheap way to go. And so many people say, well, why don't you use these new technologies on the internet and stuff? Well, they don't work well. Well, we've tried. They're not clear. They're not reliable. And they just don't do the job. Until something better comes along, what we're doing right now seems to be the best thing going. But it's not cheap. You know, I spend hundreds of hours a month on the phone to the United States from Europe. Because I have to. It would help us. I can't do this myself, and neither can Eric, and it shouldn't fall on our shoulders. So I'm hoping you guys can pony up a $10 or $5 or even $1, just ship it to us, and it'll go toward Eric's expenses over in America and GoDaddy expenses and the rest of the stuff that we've got going on. Anyway, lots happening in the world. Yeah. They're trying to get this war with Iran in place, all of the pieces to their little war puzzle. Now, whether they're going to be able to pull this off or not remains to be seen. Certainly the American public will be outraged, the world will be outraged, whether they care or not, and whether the military will go along with it is something I can't guess or estimate. Nor could you. I don't know the date of it. I do know they're working overtime to get it started. I don't know what Ahmadinejad is doing over there, why he seems to poke the bear as often as he can. It's kind of odd. I don't know why a guy I thoroughly don't trust is buddies with him, which is Hugo Chavez. I mean, this guy is working for the communists, which is just another form of Zionist control. You need to go back to your history books on that one and learn about what communism really is and who put it together. 4,000 Zionists took over Russia. Only took 4,000, ladies and gentlemen. What makes one wonder how many they've got taken over America. Of course, they need their henchmen. They need their willing participants. Now, is every American able to be bought off and to do their bidding? Well, the moral character of what I see, probably. Yeah. Pretty much most of them anyway. But, it's funny that every single one of these new candidates that are declaring themselves for American presidential run here, all went to Israel before they went into a campaign. Every one of them. They all had Edwards and McCain. All of them went to Israel before they went to New Hampshire, before they went to Iowa, before they went to even Hillary Clinton went a couple of weeks ago to Israel to get to there and become anointed by the Jewish masters in Israel, Zionist masters, not the Jewish. That would be wrong to say. The Jewish Zionist masters. The Ashkenazis, the Judeo-Nazis, yeah. Not racist, guys. It's fact. This is like identifying the Italian mafia. No different. Not all Italians are in the mafia. Certainly not 0.01% of Italians are in the mafia. Yet if you say the La Cosa Nostra, you know that that's Italian mafia. Does that mean every Italian's involved? No. And if somebody were to say that, you would call them an idiot. So why would you believe for one second that Zionist criminals, that every Jew is involved? They're not. Now, they would like me to say they are so that they could call me a racist. Because I'm not a racist. I'm just an anti-criminal. They would like that very much. Don't you do it either. Not because you'd be afraid of being called a name, but because you're not representing the facts accurately when you say that. We got some bumpy stuff happening, and certainly they're being outed. Their covers have been pulled back. More and more people are understanding the facts. We need to get our information, our archives, our articles, our work into the mainstream of America. We've got to out these people as best we can, and keep the fight going. You know, we're still here. We're still fighting. We're the guys that put it together correctly. We made the right assertions. We pointed the finger in the right direction, and we're still here putting together the right stuff. And we will continue to. You know, don't fall victim to what these people's organized lies are saying. You know, they've got a network out there that points to each other as the truth tellers, and every one of them points to us as the nut jobs. Well, it's quite the opposite when you take a look at the work. Do your due diligence and take a look at the effort we've made, and you'll find out right away that we've been telling the truth right along. If you go all the way back in the archives, you'll find that I've made a few mistakes with people. You know, and had a few people there that were racially motivated. John Kaminsky comes to mind, you know, him saying every Jew was involved, and I knew that first of all, being in a hate crimes country, was going to get me in hot water, but I also knew it wasn't true when he said it way back then. There are a lot of mistakes I made along the way. If I make others, I will tell you when I do those as well. If I find out I made an error, I will cop to it as quickly as possible. So, we've got some guests coming up on Wednesday. I've got a really great guest coming up, and I've got two other interviews probably planned in the next few days. You'll find that Chris Bolin just did something quite interesting on the site, as well as the conference I attended here recently. So there's lots of reasons to be hopeful that the information we're going to be sharing soon is going to continue the fight. It's going to help people to come to these facts. So, until the next time, this is Daryl Bradford Smith. Telling you to be well. Bye-bye.